about 6 minutes before we join CBS News at the top of the hour. Joining us in the studio this morning, Angie Finner, a certified family nurse practitioner. Thank you very much for coming by. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about urinary urge incontinence, which is a proper way of saying it. I know it's not the most pleasant topic, but it's something that a lot of people face.
Yeah, they do. And it's something that some people are afraid to talk about. They're embarrassed and, you don't go to your good friend and, talk about your urinary incontinence. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of under the table a lot of times. So,
Is it an indication that something is seriously wrong? Is it just a natural aging process?
A little bit of both. Tomorrow during my talk, I'm going to talk about urge incontinence and stress incontinence. So there are two types of incontinence. And urge incontinence is called overactive bladder a lot of times. And it can be related to an underlying problem. And that when you go see your doctor, that's one of the things we're going to do. We're going to look at, is there anything serious going on? Is there diabetes that's causing you to urinate more frequently? Do you have a urinary tract infection? Something more serious? Or is it just the fact that your bladder's contracting too much too early and you need some medical medicine to help with that? So,
deal just with females? Males?
Oh, no. Yeah. Males have stress incontinence a lot of times after they have surgery, maybe prostate surgery if they have prostate cancer or something like that. And they also have the urge incontinence or the overactive bladder. They have overactive bladder almost as much as women do.
And this is not something like IBS. It's not related to that.
No, that's irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
Yeah. So those two, I don't think there's, a correlation between them as far as an incidence. If you have one, you're more than likely to have the other.
Is there anything people can do to...
Yeah, they don't want to hear it most of the time. a lot of dietary modifications. Cut back on your caffeine, coffee, tea, soda, carbonated beverages, artificial sweeteners, irritating to the bladder. So, most people notice that when they drink their morning coffee, they have to go to the bathroom more.
Sure.
So that's one of the things that, one of the first things we talk about.
And can you control it?
You can. We look at dietary modifications for overactive bladder. There's some medications that we can give that help the bladder relax and hold urine better, so you're not going to the bathroom every 45 minutes. That's for the urge incontinence. For stress incontinence, we look at, the Kegel exercises to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles. And then, there's some surgical treatments too, outpatient surgeries that you can have done.
Has this problem increased in its numbers over the years, or has it always been there? Maybe we haven't talked about it as much in years past.
Probably a little both. I think it's probably always been there, and we don't talk about it as much because, like I said, it's embarrassing. But I also think the more we start drinking coffee, a lot of people are drinking more coffee, they're drinking more soda. Everybody knows we're not eating as healthy as we should. So I think the incidence has increased that way also.
Can you just simply reduce your liquid intake, period?
You can. That's not something we usually talk about doing. Rather than decreasing how much you drink, maybe replacing what you're drinking with something else, like water or lemonade or milk or all this great stuff.
And everything we go to, everything sort of spins back around, and they always say that water should be your number one choice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. So it's, one of the doctors I work with, water and milk. That's what you can have to drink, yeah.
But then you get lactose intolerance, yeah. And you have that problem.
Oh, there's soy milk, and there's almond
well,
milk.
That's true.
And
yeah. So what? Tomorrow morning, again, tell us what's going to happen, what time?
It's at 7:30 at meeting room 2 and 3 at PASVENT. I think they're going to have a breakfast. And we're basically going to talk about overactive bladder, urge incontinence, and stress incontinence, and just give you some information. I've got some books that people can take with them. And
should people be alarmed?
No.
That's the thing.
No, I don't think they should be alarmed, but I don't think they should just think, I'm getting older and this is what I have to deal with, because that's not necessarily the case. And like I said, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to try and rule out anything concerning before we just treat the symptoms. Well, that's the first thing we do is a history and a physical examination and, you know, some urine, some blood work and things like that. So,
and it could be an indication of something more serious.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it could be. You know, one of the things you always think about is, you know, diabetes, because
sure.
that's one of the first symptoms is you drink a lot and you urinate a lot. And yeah, so most people, by the time they get to urology, which is where I work, their primary care doctor has, you know, pretty much ruled out a lot of the negative or abnormal things that are going on. And they pretty much know that it's overactive bladder or stress incontinence. So
tomorrow morning at 7:30, meeting rooms 2 and 3. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
WLDS Jacksonville's 8 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Vicki Barker.